Welcome to the country. We would like to acknowledge the traditional owners, the Gubbi Gubbi people of the Sunshine Coast and Gympie regions, where the Sunshine Coast Hospital and Health Service covers. This information is only that of which has been researched and identified in local history of the Sunshine Coast area. It is well documented that the area from the Pine Rivers in the south and to Merribara in the north was the Gubbi Gubbi language group. In the beginning, before white people arrived in Australia, the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people were governed by laws which were laid down by the creative ancestral being. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander law came from tradition, not from parliaments. The creative beings travelled across the countryside, giving the earth the shape we now recognise. They formed the air, the sky, the rivers and tributaries, the mountains and all the other features we see today. Then created the plants, animals and people who were to inhabit the landscape. Groups of people, clans, were given their own languages and the law which all were required to obey. The creative beings told the first people how they should behave toward one another. They also defined the boundaries of the country which would belong to each group and laid down how the land should be cared for by use and ceremony. The basic principle was that people were obliged to maintain the land and its traditions for future generations. When the ancestors finished the creative work, they rested, and their forms are in the landscape features which are called dreaming places or sacred sites. To the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples of Australia, traditional rituals, arts and stories are continuing evidence of their creation and of their government by customary laws ordained by their ancestors. The first inhabitants of the Marucci district were the Aboriginal people of the Gubbi Gubbi language group, which consisted of a number of tribes including the Naubo, Kubbi, Dullanbury and Undumbi. For perhaps as many as 20,000 years, they hunted the ranges, fished the rivers, and gathered seafood from the ocean. The burning of the countryside at appropriate times was a regular practice. The term Indigenous refers to both Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. On the Sunshine Coast, for many generations, Indigenous people hunted the ranges, fished the rivers, and gathered food from the ocean. Indigenous people derive significant social meaning and a concept of belonging through relationships between each other's tribes, clans, families and the land. For Indigenous communities, the land was, and still is, integral to their culture and way of life. They practiced holistic land management that ensured the health of the land for future generations. Undumbi, Gubbi Gubbi and the Dullanbara people were collectively referred to as Bunganubba, meaning saltwater people, by neighbouring clans. Large numbers of Aboriginal people lived in the resource-rich Sunshine Coast area until the late 1800s and early 1900s, when they were forced from their traditional lands by the encroaching white settlers, and many from this area were moved to Baramba Reserve, Cherbourg, near Kingaroy, Yarraba near Cairns, and Palm Island near Townsville. Gubbi Gubbi is the name of the actual language spoken by the local Aboriginal people. Gubbi Gubbi means no. Gubbi Gubbi land stretched from the Pine River in the south to Burram River in the north and west to the Conondale Ranges. The territories were bordered by mountain ranges and river systems. There were many clans within this vast area, approximately 20, each numbering from 150 to 500 strong. All of these family groups shared this language and would come together on a regular basis for special ceremonies such as marriage, initiation and especially festivals. One gathering that held great significance was the Bunya Gathering, held every 3 years in the Bunya Mountains. People would come from far and wide to be involved in these important meetings, from Bundaberg in the north to Bourke in the south and to Room in the west. Naturally, only the fittest and strongest would make the long journey from those distant places. The Bunya Mountains Gathering was quite a large-scale event, and there was also a smaller Bunya Gathering held every year in the Blackall Range on the Sunshine Coast, at a place now called Baroon Pocket Dam. Gubbi lands were very popular for many people, not only for the Gubbi Gubbi people, but also for those living in the surrounding areas. Traditionally, Gubbi Gubbi people believe that every animal, bird and rock that belonged to their group's totem was in fact the actual living spirit of an ancestor. As a result, each member felt a definite kinship with that species. The totem, if it were a bird or animal, was never hunted or killed for food by the person whose totem it was. The Yungungu, or territory of the Gubbi Gubbi, is a typically sized area for the south coast. The seasonal nature of food resources meant that groups travelled over what seemed to non-Indigenous people as a vast area. Weather and seasonal variations affected shellfish supplies, and land-based resources needed to be used to supplement these temporary supplies. The seasonal availability of fruits, grasses, and vegetables meant that groups travelled to these locations when the food was in season. This seasonal migration was a form of conservation. By varying their diet to include everything in the area that was at all edible at that time, the Gubbi Gubbi ensured that the one or two favoured food items would not cease to exist.